Since national drug policy, the Obama administration has been promoting the expansion of programs like Hope Academy, the Indianapolis charter school that's all about helping young people in recovery learn and stay sober.
I think recovery high schools are some of the most inspiring institutions that we have here in the United States.
That's Michael Botticelli, acting director of the White House Drug Control Policy Office.
And to see young people not only succeed academically, but succeed in their recovery is tremendously uplifting.
Botticelli knows addiction from the inside. He's a recovering alcoholic who's about 25 years sober. He plans to share his story with Hope Academy's 13 graduating seniors and to remind them that addiction is a disease, not a moral failing or a crime.
I don't want them to be ashamed. I don't want them to feel the stigma that is often associated with having an addictive disorder. I want them to know that they should be proud and they really should be open and honest about their recovery.
Hope Academy was founded in 2006 by Fairbanks, the addiction recovery organization, and it's one of just 21 similar schools nationwide. Substance abuse and addiction can wreck a student's academic career, and Hope Academy CEO Rochelle Gardner says students face long odds of staying sober if they go back to their old high schools after treatment.
It's something that the schools are struggling with all over the country. When they return to that, it's very difficult, and very few of them have the ability to sustain not going back to their habit of using drugs and alcohol.
Gardner says the National Association of Recovery Schools has developed an accreditation process which could help other communities as they start similar programs. For WFYI News, I'm Michelle Johnson.